Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the evening, folks, that we have all been waiting for. You probably got the sweaty palms, the butterflies in the stomach. Well, we will keep you waiting no longer. We are going to be presenting the Century Awards, which honor businesses that have been serving Hamilton for over 100 years. To present these awards, please welcome the Hamilton Chamber Board Chair from ArcelorMittal DeFasco, Vasudha Seth.
Tonight, it's a pleasure to recognize two long-standing members of our Hamilton community. First is G.S. Dutton, the largest dry mustard miller in the world, exporting to 60 countries. I'd like to now invite Kevin White of G.S. Dutton to the stage.
I just want to thank the Chamber on behalf of everybody at G.S. Dutton. This is an honor for us. We really appreciate this, and we look forward to doing another 100 years worth of business in the city of Hamilton. Thank you very much.
Our next Century Award winner is Hillfield Strathallan College. The Hillfield Strathallan journey prepares students to live with purpose, to understand their world, inspire, lead, act, and make a difference in their own unique way. I'd like to now invite Bob Niebort, Deputy Head of College and Senior School Principal of Hillfield Strathallan College, to the stage.
On behalf of Hillfield Strathallan College, I'd like to thank the Chamber and the City of Hamilton for recognizing us. We quietly go about doing great things. And this is our 115th year of operation in the City of Hamilton. And at every stage along the way, HSC has been a leader and someone who celebrates their partnerships with the city, and we love to give back. In fact, I brought my service prefect with me tonight because, to be honest, as an educator, it's not about the adults at HSC, it's about our students and what our students do. So Bianca Beraldo, I'm going to pass this award to you because really it's the kids at our school that are the winners.
We're very proud to introduce the Accessibility Award. This award recognizes a business or organization that has adopted best practices in accessibility in the workplace. This year, we are proud to honor the YMCA of Hamilton, Burlington, Brantford. I'd like to invite Gary Beveridge, Vice Chair, Board of Directors of the YMCA of Hamilton, Burlington, Brantford, to the stage to accept the award and say a few words.
Thanks, Keenan. And we thank the Chamber for the award. Every day I go to the West Chater Y. I know I don't look like it, but I try hard. And I walk in the front door, and I go in, and if you've not been there, Hamilton Public Library is on the left, and the Y's on the right at the back. And the cultural diversity as you walk in that door is amazing. And the age groups are amazing. And everybody's there from the Hamilton community to do what they're going to do at the Y. Either use the meeting rooms, go swimming, exercise, partake in a class. I walk down and I get beamed in with my little card because we have security to make sure people are coming in and going. And I walk down the hallway and one of our big programs is childcare. And in these rooms, there's all these little children from all walks of life, all different cultures, and the staff of the Y, the same. So we believe we've done a good job and continue to do that and continue to grow in the community and provide a good outlet for people. So again, thank you very much, and the Y will hold this in great regard.
We continue on with our awards, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. It recognizes business excellence by a young person aged 35 and under in this great city of Hamilton and who owns and operates their own business. It is now my absolute pleasure to bring up Mr. Antoine Hsu. He's the VP of Sales Business Solutions from Cogeco Connections to announce the winner.
Without any further ado, the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Mr. Juan Lopez from Pipeline Studios.
Thank you so much for this award. I want to thank the Chamber. Just the fact that you guys hold these events and really tie the community together is a very rewarding aspect of why we chose to be in Hamilton. We're 5 years in now, and being a part of this community means a lot more to us than we would have expected. And thanks to the Chamber for allowing for this. This is a family business, and my brother, my sister, my wife, we're all involved in making this happen. But also the 150 plus artists that followed us from Toronto to take this new venture. I want to thank them as well and their commitment. They're also sold on the vision for Hamilton. They're buying places here, investing in Hamilton. So we're all the finalists, all the nominees. This is a community. This isn't necessarily a competition. We're all winning here because we have that vision that Hamilton has so much potential, and we're headed in the right direction with all the leadership in place. So thank you again.
On to our not-for-profit category now, which represents a not-for-profit organization that has been in business now for more than 3 years. Representing our sponsor, Ontario Lottery and Gaming, OLG, is Patricia Kerr, HR Manager for Slots Flamborough, to present the Not-for-Profit Award.
I am very happy to present this award this evening on behalf of the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation. It's always a pleasure to learn about great organizations in our city, those that are taking care of our community. I would like to announce the winner of the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce 2015 Not-for-Profit Award. And the winner is the Cancer Assistance Program.
Thank you. On behalf of the Cancer Assistance Program Board of Directors, the incredible staffing team that I have had such good fortune to work alongside of for the last 18 months, and our impressive group of dedicated and compassionate volunteers, of which we have over 160. Thank you so much for recognizing our organization, our efforts, and many accomplishments from 2015. You know, the Cancer Assistance Program is not in receipt of any government funding, but with the support of the community, the Hamilton community, we were able to provide our valuable and free services to over 2,700 individuals in 2015, and that's an 18% increase over the year prior. With your ongoing support, we are confident that we will be able to continue providing supports for the ever-increasing demand for our services for the many men, women, and children who walk through our doors each and every day. So again, thank you for this recognition. Thank you for your support, and through your support, thank you for making a difference.
Alrighty, we're going to continue on here, as I mentioned, with the Small Business Award, and it is defined as having 1 to 50 employees. Ladies and gentlemen, to present the award for small business, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, he is the Regional Vice President, Commercial Banking from BMO Bank of Montreal. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rick Jakes. Come on up here, my friend.
BMO is proud to be a sponsor for this very important recognition evening of businesses that are growing our economy in Hamilton. And now it's my pleasure to announce the winner of the 2015 Outstanding Business Achievement Award in the small business category. Moonraid Studios' Dan Clark.
Thank you. Really, really surprised. Thank you to the Chamber and, you know, to the other nominees, well, incredible businesses too. As everyone's been talking tonight, it's about community, and I'm no different. You know, I'm part of the Hamilton community, and people like Glenn Norden over there, to Dave Carter at the Innovation Factory, who've been surrounded by support to help us grow and become a thriving small business. Thank you.
The next category is new to the Outstanding Business Achievement Awards for 2015. We're going to be focusing on mid-sized businesses, which is defined as having 10 to 50 employees. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you the Regional Director for Community Affairs for Bell Canada to present the Mid-Sized Business Award. Ladies and gentlemen, Lena DeMarco.
Bell is proud to present the 2015 Hamilton Chamber of Commerce Mid-Sized Business Award to NetAxis.
It's a great pleasure to accept this award on behalf of my colleagues, Dan Nesborsi, Lori Razzo, Rocco Leo, and all the team at NetAxis. This has been a team effort at every level all the way. I'd also like to thank our many clients who've been with us, in some cases, 20 years. A shout out to Pipeline Studios. It's a great privilege to work with them and help them in their move to Hamilton. Thanks also to the Chamber for their commitment to the business community and for their investment each year in making the celebration of success in the city a wonderful reality. From an old house on the corner of Main Street to the iconic One Main Street location, to our present location at 21 King West, the Commerce Court, our singular focus has been to make information technology and communications technology work for business. Growing our business in the heart of the city has created a real sense of connectedness in the community. The community has also been further assisted by the many vibrant BIAs and also work such as the Innovation Factory and the many initiatives they've supported. Hats off to everyone in the room for the wonderful celebration of success that we have here in this event tonight. Thank you very much.
We are now at the pivotal point of our evening, folks. The Large Business Award is given to a business that has 51 or more employees. It's my pleasure now to introduce the CEO from Taylor Lebo to present the Large Business Award. Ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention for Mr. Nigel Jacobs. Nigel, come on up here, my friend.
It's almost the end of an evening of celebration and achievement for businesses in Hamilton. Congratulations to all the nominations, you all winners. Great profile for your company. And even this, the Centurion Award, great to see companies doing business in Hamilton for 100 years. Just a shameless plug for Taylor Lebo. We'll be hitting 70 years in Burlington next year. We're very proud of that. It's been great for our firm. It's been a great place to do business. That's why we're really proud to sponsor this event. Without further ado, I'd like to announce the winner of the 2015 Large Business Award, McKeel Marine.
I don't have anything rehearsed. When I looked at my competition, I was proud of both of them. And to read the story about First Ontario and certainly Tanya's business, I'm very proud to be here. But more than anything, I want to thank Keenan and everyone at the Chamber for what they do each and every day to instill in us how business changes communities and how we continue to contribute to communities. And I feel fortunate to be in business. Our company this year is 60 years old. And we're still building. We're growing at about 20% a year. And I just feel very lucky. And the only other common denominator I'd say in this room tonight is lenders and relationships. And it's important. There's four or five lenders in this room tonight that I've done business with in the 30 or 40 years I've worked. And the relationships that I've formed with them that have had a belief in us and allowed us to grow is important to all of us here. Small business category, young entrepreneur, middle business category. We need you as lenders to maintain the same bravado and the relationship piece that's so important and the belief in all of us. So, Keenan, without any further ado, thanks for this. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.